Majesty, our distinguished guests from Japan, ladies and gentlemen. This first state visit to the United States by an emperor and an empress is an occasion of great, great importance to all of us. It symbolizes the very unique and the very close ties of friendship between our country as well as our people. My nation, Your Majesties, has looked forward to this happy occasion for a long, long time. 4 years ago, it was a great honor for Americans, for you, Your Majesties, to stop in Alaska at the beginning of your first foreign travel as an emperor and as an empress. On that occasion, your stay was much too brief. Last year, I had the great honor of being the first incumbent American president to visit Japan. And I'm grateful, deeply grateful, and was obviously most impressed with the wonderful reception that I received from you as well as the people of Japan. The first official visit to the United States by a Japanese emperor, occurring as it does during my administration, is another source of great personal satisfaction. It was my profound pleasure earlier today to welcome you officially to the United States on behalf of all of our people. While the cultural heritages of our two countries are quite different, our people share a very common aspiration and a similar commitment to democratic freedoms and institutions. Your Majesties, we confront together the challenges of an advanced industrial society and seek a very peaceful world in which all nations prosper and all people pursue fulfilling lives. Because Americans and Japanese have patiently nurtured these very fundamental bonds, our cultural differences have been a source of mutual enrichment rather than a barrier to friendship and to understanding. Through the interaction of our peoples, Japan has very profoundly influenced America. Japanese cherry trees, as we all know, are well known to Americans because of their very prominent place in the heart of our national capital. These very beautiful cherry blossoms symbolize the profound cultural influence of Japan on modern America. Japan's art, its architecture, its pottery, its prints, its gardens, and almost above all, its graciousness, all have enriched American life and American thought. The Japanese emphasis on consensus and harmony in human relations also influences the life as well as the work of the American people. Because Japan's influence upon America has been very subtle, it is not always easily recognized. Therefore, Your Majesty's visit provides Americans an opportunity to pause and acknowledge your country's contributions to our natural culture. Your Majesties, I can assure you that America places the highest possible value on our distinctive and mutually beneficial relations with your nation. Americans are determined to preserve, Americans are determined to strengthen our ties of friendship and cooperation with Japan. Ladies and gentlemen, in that spirit, I ask all of you to join me in a toast to their Majesty's continued good health and to the perpetuation of the sincere friendship between the American and Japanese people, which this historic visit symbolizes.